as I'm sure you recognize, that is from the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7, the essence of the four Gospels. If you ever have a chance to read a book that you might enjoy, I don't get the chance for leisure reading much, but when I do, I try to bask in it. And if it's particularly worthwhile to share it in the proclamation of the word, after all, reading should really be an extension of the gospel, the kind of things that we read, celebrating the human condition, celebrating grace that builds on nature, celebrating, please God, a happy ending. Gospel means that. Good news, although that doesn't always happen, except in our lives, we know because of dying in the state of grace and serving God well, keeping the commandments, as is talked about in the scriptures, that resurrection grace is possible for us all by the help of his mercy. There is a fella, he's an Irishman from Ireland. His name is Cormac McCarthy. I didn't care for his first writings, wonderful as it was, mostly because it hit close to home. He was raised in Ireland and had some really difficult experiences growing up, as we may also and do. But in particular, there were a couple of Irish priests who, in his case, were pretty severe. And so much so that Cormac found himself suffering because of the layering on of more guilt than the fact of God's mercy. And they were pretty rough around the edges. That's not to demean the Irish or the Irish priest. It's the human condition for some or a lot of us. But he had to work out his demons, if you will, in the woundedness in some of the writings that he did in his autobiographies that just kind of made me wince as he was talking about things that were anything than ministerial in their severity. And then lo and behold, he writes another book that I was glad to see was staying away from religion, so to speak, or at least his experience with Catholicism, and it's called The Road. And yet at the same time when I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, he's still really speaking about his tete-a-tete with the church, in that Jesus is talking to a bunch of Sadducees, to say, today, Sadducees who were really started out to be scribes, and then they got to be perfectionists of interpreting the law. So you had to do this and you had to do that. They were really into the detail and the minutiae. And so looking at just what you did and how you looked and what you gave on the outside, for them had very little to do on the inside, where the heart is, that is supposed to be in love with Christ and in love with his law. But remember, it's the law of love. And what I do because I love. Not because I have to, but because I love the Lord, this is what he has revealed. And so it is a labor of love. But he talks about this terrible nuclear holocaust, McCormick does, in the book called The Road. There's a gentleman who's now about 40. He is a 10-year-old son. His son was born after the Holocaust, the nuclear wars that has devastated the world. And so he knows nothing of what it was like before, let's say in our time. And so they start out on the road being somewhere in the south, where they hope to God it is more warm because there is a nuclear winter, if you will, that's happening where they are in the New England states. And so they set out on this trek on the road. And of course, there's only a few people that are alive. Most are ill. All are desperate. And they are marauders. And they're basically willing to cut someone's throat for the sake of a piece of bread. So desperate are they. And so this father sets out on the road. And the whole time that he's traveling with them, he talks about fire. Remember, you have the fire. You got to give the fire to other people. Whenever we come across these people on our travels on the road, be careful, be cautious, be prudent. Hide if we have to. And remember to cultivate the fire, though. No matter what you see of what people do to other people, you can't let the fire go out. This son has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. He has not seen fire. But because his father said there's fire, by God, there must be fire. And so he does what he sees his father does. And that his father is really, I guess we call him a gentleman. He is a very kind man and puts himself in jeopardy, sometimes to protect his son. Even though people are threatening him, he shares what he has. He talks to them about what's going on in the world. There's all this lamentation. They agree, and they move on. And they're finally getting to the place where they feel that something's going to be warmer rather than cold. And the father, spoiler alert, falls asleep in the Lord. But he says to his son as he is dying, "You take care of the fire. You've got to always look for the fire in people. Don't let the fire inside of yourself go out. It's crucial that you keep it alive." And so the son, emulating his father for the next few years until something happens to him. Another story to be told another time. Constantly realizes that the fire that he's talking about is a sense of presence to compassion to the human condition, no matter what's going on. That you have to have the fire inside so that you can share the fire outside. Energy follows thought. Actions speak louder than words, Aesop would say, the Greek philosopher, 900 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. And so what he's working out here, in his own way of a certain exorcism, McCarthy is saying that sometimes people who should know better do things on the outside that are ugly, and to him, that reflects what's going on inside. And so the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus confronting, "You say this and you say that, but I'm saying," and everything that he has to do is with the inner disposition that has to be cultivated with the fire. It's also a symbol of the Blessed Trinity itself, certainly the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the fire is a ferocious love for humankind. It goes something like this, it seems to me, thinking of the inner disposition. Long before a person commits adultery, they commit adultery here. Long before a person has an abortion, there's been a number of abortions and killing here. Long before there is contraception, a contra bringing about life, there's a lot of contracepting and controlling of life and maybe other people. Long before people separate in a relationship of marriage, there's a separation here. Long before a person steals, acting that out, there's a stealing that goes on here. Long before people marry, they marry here. Long before people get engaged formally, they've been engaged here. Long before I'm able to affirm you, I'm able to have some affirmation here. Just as long before I'm toxic out here, I'm toxic in here. Long before I'm able to go to confession and confess my sins with contrition, I have contrition here. And I do my mea culpas here, inside, so that I can express it from my heart as a labor of love in the sacrament of confession. Long before I'm a fan of a cause and I'm acting it out, whether that's a banner or passing out leaflets or knocking on doors, I have that kind of zeal and fervor here. God reads hearts. And what he was saying on the Sermon on the Mount, that we are called to right relationship, that we want to be, here's a good word you hear a lot, genuine. How about truthful? How about integrity? How about honesty? These are the manifestation of the God-man. And all of those words are synonyms for the Holy Spirit, the truth teller. We cultivate that inside of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We not only hear the inspired word of the scripter, how we are to be in here, and our actions that speak louder than words, but also we eat his body and we drink his blood that gives us his strength to cultivate the fire. In Holy Communion, I consume the fire of God, the ferocious love for humankind in the person of Jesus Christ, poured into the womb of the Blessed Mother, who is on fire. Even her Immaculate Heart has a picture of some flames around it, meaning the ferocious love that she had from God for her Son, and consequently for the body of Christ, the Church, and for all humanity for whom she is Mother. In the end, we are judged and how we loved. May the fire that we cultivate burn away that which is not of God. And may the fire which we draw on give light to others around us and do something that's talked about in the Sermon on the Mount, to be obedient and to teach, to pass on to others what we have received.